You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India on Friday made a strong pitch for a sovereign rating upgrade with Moody's and also questioned the parameters based on which the US-based agency accords ratings, sources said on Friday. Ahead of its annual review of the sovereign rating, Moody's investor service representatives met Indian government officials, during which the officials highlighted the reforms and strong fundamentals of the Indian economy. A higher rating for India would mean the nation is less riskier, translating into lower interest rates on borrowings. Moody's acknowledged the positives of the Indian economy. "We are hopeful for a rating upgrade from Moody's," an official said after the meeting. Moody's Investor Service has a BAA3 sovereign credit rating on India with a stable outlook. BAA3 is the lowest investment grade rating. Apart from highlighting India's ongoing economic reforms, government thrust on infrastructure development, and forex reserves nearing $600 billion, government officials also questioned Moody's on its rating parameters. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet the CEOs of top American companies including FedEx, MasterCard and Adobe during his trip to the United States for an official state visit, a Reuters report said. The CEO reception with more than 1,200 participants, including business leaders from US and Indian companies such as Tech Mahindra and Mastek, will be held on June 23rd at Washington's John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, the source added. It will follow the official state dinner on June 22nd at the White House with President Joe Biden, a celebration billed as a milestone in relations between the two democracies. Biden has been eager to strengthen ties with India as part of his bid to win what he has framed as a contest between free and autocratic societies, especially China. Modi is not likely to directly address the threat from China in public remarks, a second source said, but he is expected to raise the issue during private discussions. Now some news from the UK. Britain's competition regulator on Friday cleared Amazon.com's planned $1.7 billion acquisition of iRobot Corp, maker of the Roomba vacuum cleaner. The Competition and Markets Authority said it had concluded that the deal would not lead to competition concerns in the UK. "We are pleased with the UK Competition and Markets Authority's decision and are committed to supporting regulatory bodies in their work," a spokesperson for Amazon said. "We look forward to similar decisions from other regulators soon." In April, the CMA had launched a Phase 1 probe into the deal, which was announced in August last year, as Amazon sought to expand its stable of smart home devices, which include the Alexa voice assistant, smart thermostats, security devices, wall-mounted smart displays, and a canine-like robot called Astro. Regulators on both sides of the Atlantic are wary of big tech acquiring smaller rivals, especially those with access to big volumes of user data, and tend to demand remedies in return for approving such deals. In other news, Pakistan's finance minister Ishak Dar has blamed geopolitics for a stalled IMF loan package and said that global institutions wanted the cash-strapped country to default like Sri Lanka and then take part in the negotiations. He said no reason had been given by the IMF for the unnecessary delay behind the ninth review, which has been pending since November. Dar also reiterated that the country would meet its obligations with or without the IMF bailout package. "IMF or no IMF, Pakistan will not default," he was quoted as saying by the Dawn newspaper. He alleged that geopolitics was behind the stalled loan program, as global institutions wanted Pakistan to default like Sri Lanka and then enter negotiations, it said. And lastly, blue chip stock indexes logged new closing highs on Friday and logged gains for the fourth week in a row as US data boosted bets that the Federal Reserve may be less hawkish than expected. The blue chip Nifty 50 index closed 0.74% up at 18,826.00, while the benchmark S&P BSE Sensex rose 0.74% to 63,384.58. Both indexes came within 0.25% of their record highs in the minutes before close of trade, while the volatility index fell to a more than three-year low of 10.84. 11 of the 13 major sectoral indexes rose, with high-weightage financials leading gains after Morgan Stanley said large private banks remain in a sweet spot due to asset quality normalization. The brokerage identified ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and IndusInd Bank as its top sectoral picks. Broader indexes also extended gains, with the mid-cap index settling at new record high of 35,144.30 and small-cap index closing at its highest since April 11, 2022. Analysts expect the ongoing rally to sustain, albeit after a period of consolidation. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.